Now imagine two kids playing on a teeter-totter. At one end, the child weighs the same as the amount of carbon dioxide removed from the atmosphere. And the child on the other end weighs the same amount of carbon dioxide put into the atmosphere. The teeter-totter was essentially in balance for about 10,000 years. Since the last ice age, the amount of carbon dioxide in our atmospheric blanket has been pretty stable, and temperatures on Earth have been pretty comfortable. That is, until the last 200 years or so. Unfortunately, when the Industrial Revolution began in the late 1700s, people started to add billions of tons of extra carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. People put carbon dioxide into the atmosphere when we run our industries, heat our homes, and drive our cars. This is because when we do these things, we usually burn fossil fuels such as oil, gas, and coal. These fossil fuels are made from the carbon of plants and animals that decomposed millions of years ago. Based on studies of ice cores from glaciers, scientists believe that there is much more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now than there has been for a very, very, very long time. The teeter-totter has now tipped. The kid who puts carbon dioxide into the atmosphere is now much heavier than the kid who takes carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And the one putting it in keeps getting heavier and heavier. Having this much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is kind of like throwing a much thicker blanket on your bed. Things can get a little too toasty for comfort. It's time for the kid putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere to go on a diet.